My original involvement in the Iditarod was primarily with Rod Perry, his brother Alan Perry. Our families have been friends for 90 years, so we go way back. But and Mike Lee was also involved in the Willow area with Leo and Joe Sr. and some of the primary people involved in the original concept and idea. I was not directly involved, but I was connected at that point in time. It's difficult to pick out one most memorable experience, but because it was my rookie year, the only year I ran, and I hadn't had a chance to really wrap my mind around. But one of the most memorable was one of the dogs was injured at the old historic Iditarod on one of the river crossings. The dogs got tangled. It was at night, and one of them ended up with a laceration on the eye, and the veterinarian sutured up on the Iditarod River right in the village, the historic village. So that was also documented by Tim Jones when he wrote his book. The 50th running into the race, I feel very honored to be a part of the gathering to celebrate it. I feel honored to be connected with the 50 years in some way, primarily like I said, I always kind of go back to Rod Perry. I'm still helping him with his kiosk down on the 4th Avenue. So I appreciate the opportunity to share these moments with past and present. I guess the first 10 years racers that have completed the race. It would be important to me not to see this race ever evaporate. It needs to continue, and one of the things, from what I understand, Joe Reddington Sr., he was near passing away, and he asked his associates and people connected to the Iditarod not to let his race ever be disrupted and not allowed to run anymore in the future. So passing the baton from the elders to the junior mushers is very important to all of us. And that was a significant part of to keep it continued and let it have a future. Presence in Alaska indefinitely, hopefully.